Moose Jaw, a grassroots art group that moved into the Town in Country Mall this spring, has quickly turned a vacant storefront into a lively studio where artists connect and creativity thrives. Just 3 months after its launch on May 1st, the Living Sky Art Collective has expanded from 10 founding members to 27 artists working in a range of artistic media that includes pottery, photography, fiber arts, acrylics, and watercolors. The studio is now open to the public Monday to Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with some days beginning earlier. "We had our original meeting back on April 13th with 10 interested artists," said Cheryl Forsberg-Holden, managing director of the collective and a contributing artist. "Since then, we've grown to 27 artists and, many, different types of art. It's just a beautiful arrangement of different styles and techniques of art." Forsberg-Holden and her partner Gary Holden, the collective's vice president, co-founded the initiative alongside Patrick Hall, the current president. The co-founders said the response from local artists and the public has far surpassed their expectations. "We had no idea how many artists were out there and looking to be part of a group," Holden said. "What we're really surprised at is how we're filling the void for artists. We found a home for them to create with fellow artists, get support, and help them with their creations." The group describes itself as a working art studio where artists can paint, create, and support one another, with finished pieces available to view and purchase on site. When they're done their creations, members can hang them directly on the walls. "Hopefully people will appreciate them as much as the artists do and come by, take a look, and maybe even buy a piece of art for their home or office," said Holden. "All pieces on display, representing a wide range of styles, are available for purchase, offering a unique, local alternative to mass-produced prints found in big-box stores." The visibility of the space, located near the mall's north end, has helped attract new artists and casual visitors alike. Some people simply stumble across the gallery while running errands. "A lot of people, who stopped by the studio, were just going to the telephone kiosk, adjacent to the store," Holden said. "While they're waiting in line to get their phones, they, often, come in and take a peek around. Everybody is commenting on what beautiful artwork there is in here." The group has continued to grow steadily throughout the summer, welcoming new members including Charlene Douglas, Janine Rivard, Carrie Kazakoff, Dave Woolacott, Keith Young, Gord Florness, and Deb Sandbeck. Their creative backgrounds span a range of disciplines, from pottery and fiber art to photography and painting. The collective also received a donation of signage from Saskatoon artist and printer Sheldon Wolf, who generously provided banners and posters to help promote the space. The Living Sky Art Collective is now planning a September meet and greet event to introduce the public to its members, with hands-on workshops and further details to follow in the coming weeks. "We hope to have a pottery workshop in October where the public can register, build a coffee mug, and paint it," said Forsberg-Holden. "Hopefully, maybe at the end of the year or early next year, we're also going to add some painting workshops." Several members have expressed interest in offering workshops within their preferred disciplines, such as beading, watercolor painting, and more. Forsberg-Holden is also exploring future collaborations with high school art classes to engage students in the studio space. For further updates, visit Living Sky Art Collective on Facebook or stop by the studio in the Town in Country Mall at 1235 Main Street North.